I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, the Terry and Jesse Show. My name is Jesse Romero. I am the Latin lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Latin lover of Our Lady, part of the FBI, Firm Believers In. I'm part of the CIA, Catholics in Action. I'm part of the UFC, Ultimate Faithful Catholics, and I'm reporting for duty, sir.
I love it, Jess, and I'm Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Lebanese lover of Our Lady. And, Jesse, today's show is going to be packed with a lot of big news things. Wow, we've got a special guest coming on halfway through, Dr. Ed Mazza. He's got a bombshell to share with us regarding the Biden family. Also, we're going to be talking about China and how Joe Biden is paid by China. His entire family's benefited through agreements with China for years. This is going to be a revelation, I think. Also, Jesse, this is right up your alley. Satanists and witches for Biden. Does that surprise me? Not really, Jesse. It really doesn't. Now, we're also going to talk more about the laptop of Hunter Biden. And, you know, he had some nude pictures of minors. This is what Rudy Giuliani, he's the guy who's in New York, former mayor, he's pointing this out. So this is really coming at a time when our country is going to be deciding on who's going to be in the presidency for the next 4 years. And so much more. And Jess, I want to also say a prayer for our folks in Poland. Poland is one of the last bastions of Catholicism, and they're being attacked by a lot of younger people who have been fed the Kool-Aid in their education, and they're trying to knock down statues of St. John Paul II. And the Catholic men and women are protecting those statues by holding their rosaries in one hand and locking their arm with the other and protecting them. So we want to pray for Poland. We want to pray for what's happening in Paris. We talked about the murders that went on there. There's total chaos all over the world. And we know, as our Catholic faith tells us, Jesse, that our faith is not in man. It is in God. And so this show is going to help build your faith to fall deeper in love with Jesus. Because, number one, we take the readings from the Gospel of the Mass each day and proclaim that, or the first reading, whichever one we end up using.
I'm going to do the first reading.
That this is God's word. And this is what's going to build people up. Not Jess Romero, not me. It's God's word. And our faith in Jesus Christ is what really matters when everything is said and done. So let's go ahead and read from the St. Paul's letter to the Philippians.
Some people say St. Paul's letter to the Philippines, but no.
I've heard it Filipinos. No, Filipinos. I've heard that several times. I go, oops.
Okay. All right. Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus. Notice that's where Catholicism gets the whole the devotion about slaves of Mary,
yeah.
Slaves of Jesus. It comes from the epistles of St. Paul, so it's not like some Catholic invention.
Mm-hmm.
It says, to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus, the word holy one means saint. That's what it means. It's a Greek word saint. To all the holy ones in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. So St. Paul is talking about all those people that were his fellow co-laborers with him in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he's really giving them, like we would say in modern days, he's giving them a shout out.
Exactly.
But this is a part. There's a title of a song with this next verse. It's very famous in the Protestant world. It's a very beautiful song. St. Paul says, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus.
Mm.
There's a Protestant song. It's beautiful. That's the title of it from that verse. In other words, the St. Paul is saying, and here's where the hope comes in. God began a good work in every one of us, the baptized. When we were baptized. And what's the promise of Scripture? St. Paul says, he's going to continue that work in you until the day you see Jesus Christ. What's the good work he's going to continue in you? Salvation and sanctification. Because those are that's the will of God in the Bible. When people say, so what is the will of God? God says, I will your holiness and I will your salvation. Those are the two direct wills of God. That's what he wills for all the human race. For you to be holy and for you to be saved. And St. Paul talks about it, that's a work that will be completed in the saints until the day of Christ Jesus. What's that day? Our particular judgment when we have our exit interview. It says, St. Paul, it is right that I should think this way about all of you because I hold you in my heart, you who are all partners with me in grace. What a beautiful thought. All the people that Paul ever did apostolic work with in his lifetime, he says, I hold them all in my heart, even though some people aren't around anymore, Silas and Mark and Barnabas. But he says that I hold you all in my heart. Why? Because the goal is that one day we're going to reunite with them in heaven again. And he says, how does he hold them in their heart? In his heart, he says, both in my imprisonment, by the way, which could happen if communism takes over the world. And if Joe Biden, who has a very friendly relationship with the communists, we could all see, I mean, Christians could see themselves in prison if Donald Trump loses. And I'm serious about that. Both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation for the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. When I think about that, I was telling my wife yesterday that I long to see my parents that were holy people, and they're in the presence of God, either in purgatory or in heaven, one of the two. If I haven't prayed them out with my indulgences and all the masses that I've offered for them. But I long to see them. I long to see holy people that I used to know that aren't here no more. And so I can relate to what St. Paul is saying there. He goes on to say, and this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is the value so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ Jesus. That's what God wants us, pure and blameless. What does the devil want us? He wants us impure, and he wants us to embrace sin, not to be blameless, to be sinful. And the Bible says, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus for the glory and praise of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Righteousness means, in the Old Testament, Pope Benedict says, that means somebody who obeys the commandments of God. That's in the Old Testament, that's what it means to be righteous. And the only way you can walk in obedience is through Jesus Christ. You can't do that through Muhammad. You can't do that through Hinduism. You can't do that through, any other religious system on planet Earth, because they don't have what's called sanctifying grace. It is sanctifying grace which gives us the power to walk in the obedience to the gospel.
Well said, Jesse. Well said. And I just want to remind everybody a little prayer that they can exercise from this reading of Philippians. And that is living in the presence of God. In other words, thanking God. Here's a little prayer you can say throughout the day. We give thee thanks, almighty, all merciful, and all loving God, for all the blessings that I have received from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You can say that at any time, and it brings the presence
of God. It doesn't have to be after meals.
No, it can be any time. And it's just praising God for the sun that came up today, or anything that you can do. Because an attitude of gratitude is welcome just about everywhere. Jesse, I have the smartest guy in the room coming in. There he is. Locomotive train. He's on time today.
Okay.
And Jess, this is really talking about our temporal security and how we have such a over-extreme view in our culture that COVID-19, the Chinese virus, is number one, and we have to just do everything to stop it. So here's what Bishop Sheen has to say. And this is 80 years ago he said this. An overemphasis on the temporal security is a compensation for the loss of the sense of eternal security. Bishop Joseph Strickland, who has an hour show on our network, said the same thing, that we've lost the supernatural view of why we're here, Jess. Everybody's focusing on, Jesse, wash your hands. Jesse, don't go out without a mask. Jess, don't go out in the state of mortal sin. Don't go anywhere with it in the state of mortal sin. Go to confession. See, that is the answer. We've lost the sense of the supernatural. And Bishop Sheen nailed it. And Bishop Strickland, every Tuesday here on the network, talks just like Sheen, going back and saying we need to get the supernatural back into the church. And this is a bishop saying, I just happen to agree with him. So full sheen ahead there, Jess.
That's right. And Terry, I just want to let people know that a lot of people like this show.
Yeah.
So if you like what you hear, like us and hit the subscribe button and hit the bell to be notified and share this show with others. Let's grow this show.
Absolutely.
Let's grow Jesus
911.
Let's grow all the shows that are on Virgin Most Powerful Radio, because again, we're trying to speak the truth and charity, and we're not politically correct. We're just faith-filled and religiously correct. Also, this Sunday there's going to be the final Rosary rally out in front of the Our Lady Queen of Angels Cathedral in downtown Los Angeles. That's the Archbishop's Cathedral, Archbishop Gomez. Ruben Nava will be leading the rosary there along with my brother Johnny Romero at 11 a.m. It's going to be from 11 to 1 p.m. I think it's their final rosary. They've been praying it for about 3 months there, just asking God to really take care of our country, open up the churches, make sure that that we get a sweep back in the White House with President Trump. All kinds of things that we're praying for. So if you want to, all you Los Angelinos, if you want to go do a spiritual work of mercy, go out there this Sunday from 11 to 1 p.m. at the Los Angeles Cathedral and pray with hundreds of faithful Catholics out there that are trying to storm heaven with prayer.
And don't forget, we also have our November 7th What Every Catholic Needs to Know virtual conference coming up. The way to register that, just go to Virgin Most Powerful Radio or call us at 877-526-2151. We've got Scott Hahn, Tim Staples, Steve Ray. What? All those guys? Yep. Dr. Brant Petrie, Dr. Michael Barber, Kimberly Hahn, and much more. Go to Virgin Most Powerful Radio to sign up for that. When we come back, talking about China has bought and paid for Joe Biden, and I might add his entire family. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR, live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Leviticus 11:44 says, "Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy." St. Vincent Pilate said, "You must be holy in the way God asks you to be holy." God does not ask you to be a Trappist monk or a hermit. He wants you to sanctify the world and your everyday life. May God show us the path to holiness and help us to follow it all the days of our life.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. That's right. Terry,
it's It's amazing. It's
the Chinese has bought and paid for Joe Biden and his crime family.
Yep.
What?
Scandal.
Yeah. Even Joe Biden comes to understand the mortal threat the Chinese Communist Party poses to America. He knows it, but he's so deeply extricated.
Yeah.
With the Chinese Communist Party and his son and his family. There's a great article here. It says China has bought and paid for Joe Biden and his entire family. In the classic movie, The Manchurian Candidate, an American prisoner of war is brainwashed by the Chinese Communist Party into becoming an unwitting assassin of an anti-communist presidential candidate.
Hmm.
And very interesting. Leave it to Hollywood.
Yeah, really.
Leave it to Hollywood to sensationalize everything. But while the Chinese Communist Party is a master at brainwashing and is certainly not averse to assassinations, it has long followed a simpler script where American politicians are concerned. And the preferred ploy is for party operatives to offer a political's immediate family members sweetheart business deals.
Follow the money.
And they usually go to the father of the family.
Yep.
They'll ask the father of the family to toe Beijing's line,
yep,
communist line, or else.
Mm-hmm.
Both 2020 presidential candidates have been offered these disguised bribes. One candidate's son-in-law, President Trump, his son-in-law was offered $500 million investment into his family real estate firm, Jared Kushner. But he recognized that it was a bribe, and he saw it for what it was. So he sent the Communist Chinese Party operative that offered him this deal, he sent him away packing.
Good.
But the other candidate's son, Hunter Biden, accepted a $1.5 billion investment. And then Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, went back to China at least five times for more. So the communist territory tried to infiltrate both families.
Of course.
And only the Biden family bit. Now, think about this. Nobody's going to pay useless money to a drug addict who got thrown out of the service. The intended recipient of this amount of money, this largesse of money, was obviously to pop Joe Biden. Now, Pop says he knows nothing about his son's business dealings in China or elsewhere. And Biden Hunter, on the other hand, he complains in an email extracted from his defunct laptop that he was to give half of his earnings to Pop. So who's Hunter Biden's Pop? Very simple. It's Joe Biden. Terry?
Of course. Jesse, I just want to mention this. Article is very good, but I want to remind our listeners, it was Joe Biden that got mad at President Trump back in March when he closed the borders of China and their flights couldn't come in to America because of the China virus. And he said, President Trump, he's China phobic and he's afraid of China. And this is not in the article, but I just want to add that to the mix here. Vice President Biden does everything for China, but he forgets about us. Now, Jesse, there's one more fact that jumps out from Biden's record as a vice president. Wherever Obama puts him in charge of foreign policy as a point man, whether it's in Iraq, Russia, Ukraine, or China, every single time. Exactly. America loses and the Biden family wins. See, Jesse, that's a problem. And can you imagine, Jess Romero, that if this guy became the president of the United States, he's basically been bought and paid for by atheistic communist China.
They own him.
They own him. Now, Rudy Giuliani, Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, doesn't mix words about what he calls the Biden crime family. He says what Hunter Biden is a bag man. Now, Jesse, you've heard that in crime, a bag man. I've prosecuted.
He's just holding the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He says, I've prosecuted many cases like this. He's collecting Joe's bribes that come to about, are you ready, folks? $12 million from the Ukraine, $3.5 million from Russia. But the really big money comes from China. And the amount of money involved is literally in the tens of millions of dollars. Jesse, let me ask you a question.
Wow.
How much money has President Trump made in the last 4 years as being the president of the United States? Nothing.
He actually takes no salary.
Exactly. And not only that, Jesse.
So he's working for free.
Yeah, but not only that.
Yeah.
He's also lost his time to make his own businesses, private businesses, grow, which he could have done.
He's actually lost, you know how much the Trump states have?
Probably billions.
He's lost $1 billion since he's become president.
That's what I read.
$1 billion. And he sacrificed that money instead of trying to make it up.
Right.
Because he cares about this country. So he's foregoing the profits in his own business. And again, he takes no salary.
Jesse, let's give the example of Hunter's many business deals in China. Because before we do that, I just want to mention that Vice President Biden's been in politics for 47 years. Look at the assets he's accumulated as a politician. See, I find that very, very revealing.
You don't get that on a $180,000 a year.
Exactly, salary. Jesse.
You don't get that.
This dude's been making...
That's upper middle class income, Terry.
Yeah, he's just been stealing money as a vice president of the United States, pushing his weight around.
And a senator
and all that. This is wrong. Let's give the example of business deals in China, Jess. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says one leaked investigative report summarizes Hunter's many business deals in China. Mm-hmm. To take just one example...
Yep.
His private equity deal called BHR,
yep,
originally worth $1.5 billion, is now worth an estimated $6.5 billion.
Okay, wait a minute. Time out. Yeah, and it even gets worse. Continue.
BHR is probably generating about $130 million a year in fees,
oh my God,
of which 10% or $13 million would go to Hunter. According to Hunter's email, half of the $6.5 million would have to be turned over to Pop.
Who's Pop? Biden. President.
That's what you call your dad in English.
Of
That's
course.
What we call your dad's Pop.
Exactly.
But the real big money will come when the Biden sell their 10% stake in BHR, which at current valuations would be worth some $650 million. In actual fact, however, it will be worth whatever the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, decides to pay the Bidens for it. Rudy Giuliani sums it up by saying, Terry, Biden's asking to be president of the United States,
yep,
and he's in partnership with the Chinese Communist Party. The Biden family is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. This says it all.
I want to repeat that, Jesse, because this is really the guy that people are going to vote for. We want you to tell your friends. As a matter of fact, Jess, I want to take a minute here and remind all of our listeners, try and influence your friends to get out and vote. We just have a couple days left, Jess. And if we can get, let's just say we have so many thousands of listeners. If you can get four or five of your friends to go and vote the right way for life, this could really affect the election. So that's why I say, let's repeat this. He say Joe Biden is asking to be president of the United States, and he's in partnership with, I'll use the word, atheistic Chinese Communist Party. The Biden family is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Boy, if that's not a conflict, Jess, I don't know what is.
Exactly. And the article says he spent most of the past quarter century attempting to sell Americans on the idea that a rising China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and the rest of the world. And when he did speak out in public, it was often to apologize for the Chinese Communist Party's misbehavior,
yeah,
as when he said on a visit to China that he understood the need for the brutal one-child policy. Did you catch that?
Of course.
Oh, I understand that they have a need to only have one child per family. Well, to put it bluntly, just to jump to some of the cash value of this article,
yeah,
to put it bluntly, it says it allowed... Joe Biden allowed CCP corporations, Chinese Communist Party corporations, to cheat unsuspecting U.S. investors out of their money by cooking their books. And China steals our jobs and our technology, and it sickens the world with coronavirus. And Joe Biden, he will not stand up to them because they own him. He's actually dismissed China's threat to American national security and jobs, claiming as recently as of 2019 that China's not bad and China's not our competition. And so instead, Joe Biden seems bent on surrendering to China. And he intends to lift President Trump's tariffs on China without getting anything in return.
Mm-hmm.
Biden will tax American companies at a higher rate than communist China does, which will lead to millions of American jobs being shipped to Beijing. He's even promised to restore funding to the World Health Organization, the same organization that collaborated with the Chinese Communist Party in covering up the spread of the coronavirus. And even if Joe Biden comes to understand the mortal threat that the Chinese Communist Party poses to America, he's in too deep to extricate himself and his family. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, could easily leak the details that it struck with the Biden crime family if he tries to get tough on China. So they got him bent over a barrel, Terry. And worse yet, it could also lead to the sex and drug tapes that they reportedly have of Hunter Biden in China.
That's right.
Doing what Hunter Biden does.
And when we come back from the break, Dr. Ed Maz has got some more information on Biden. But let's just be honest, Jess. If Biden wins, China wins, and America loses. But let me just throw one more thing into the mix. Jess, if you went to the government right now and wanted to get a security pass, they're going to do an investigation of Jesse Romero. They're going to say, oh, he's a cop. Has he gotten any shady deals? You know, he's not going to get that pass unless they really look him over. I'm serious. This is ridiculous. We got a guy running to become for the president of the United States, and he can't even pass a security pass for the government because of the shenanigans and the illegal things that he's done. And he wants to be the president. Please, America, speak loudly. Say no to Joe Biden and say yes to President Trump. I can't say it any simpler, Jess.
Terry, Biden, he's the real Manchurian candidate in this race. And yeah, of course, you know, he's not going to assassinate the president, but, you know, he's going against the most anti-communist president we've ever had.
Of course.
And so he's the Manchurian candidate, Joe Biden is, because he wants to defeat the most anti-communist, pro-religious liberty president we've ever had. And that makes Joe Biden dangerous. We have to defeat him in this upcoming election. He's a Manchurian candidate. And if Biden wins, China wins, and America loses, and Catholics lose as well.
Absolutely. And this is why I want to encourage everyone to get your friends to get out there and vote, because it's important. I want to make some people feel shamed that they don't go out and vote and say, oh, no, God will take care of it. No, God's expecting us serious Christians, Catholics and Protestants, to get out and vote with our moral compass. Because if we don't vote, you have nothing to say. I really want to encourage all of us to get out there, tell your friends to get out and vote while we still have time to try to defeat Vice President Biden and give a victory to President Trump. Why don't I really tell you what I think? Well, I just did.
Pro-abortion,
exactly.
pro-anti-religious
family.
Liberty.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ticket in the country.
You got it. Dr. Ed Maz is going to join us when we come back here on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Terry.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people, you know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old. 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR. and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
CIA Catholics in action. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Amen.
Terry, do we have
Dr. Ed? We have Dr. Ed. Ed, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. I know you've got some interesting information for us, so welcome, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I was born ready.
I love it.
Right.
I
Amen.
Love it. Good job. What's on your mind, Dr. Ed?
So, we got an election on Tuesday, and yep. people have to know about the moral character of Joe Biden.
For sure.
As you guys know, Rudy Giuliani came into the former mayor of New York, former district attorney who put away the five families. He has examined the laptop along with Bernie Kerik, the former police commissioner of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
There's a text on that laptop from Hunter to his father. And his father did not take responsibility based off of that, as far as we know, based off that text. There's a 14-year-old girl who was in danger, and Joe Biden apparently did nothing. I can read the text to you if you want.
Yeah, read it.
So
I know it's redacted, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's redacted, you know, because she's a minor. But it's from Hunter to his father. And he says, she told my therapist, I should introduce this by saying that, unfortunately, Hunter, in addition to being a crack addict, was having an affair with his sister-in-law. She told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate with blank when she says that I FaceTime naked with her. And the reason I can't have her out to see me is because I'll walk around naked, smoking crack, talking Tom girls on FaceTime. When she was pressed, she said blank never said anything like that. But the bottom line is that I create and caused a very unsafe environment for the kids. This is Hunter Biden admitting this to his father in 2017.
Wow.
Now, every state is different, but in Delaware, anybody who comes across this information, including the recipient of the text, is obligated under Delaware law to report it to the police, to report it to the authorities, because a minor child is in danger of exploitation.
Of course.
This guy's that's a crook family. This is criminal behavior, complete criminal behavior.
Yes, if you were a cop, I'd have you arrest him. This is brutal. Continue.
It goes to show you how powerful that family is, because he should be in behind bars. Go ahead.
I agree.
Go ahead, doctor. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, another terrible thing is that there's another text message that was revealed by the media outlet Gateway Pundit a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And also from the laptop, and this is his laptop. He left it, who
for
knows
repairs.
Why.
Yeah, for repairs.
At a repair shop in
right.
Delaware. It never mm-hmm. came back, so it became the owner. It became the property of the owner. Mm-hmm. The owner gave it to the FBI last December.
Good.
And as far as we know, the FBI has done nothing with it.
Yeah, but why? Why did they sit on it?
They're all Obama holdovers.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're part of the deep state.
So, you got it,
So what Giuliani and McCarrick did was they drove down to Delaware and they gave the laptop to the police.
Mm-hmm.
The police gave it to the district attorney or the attorney general of Delaware, who's basically in the pocket of Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And they handed it back to the FBI.
Wow.
So anyway, but this other text that was published by Gateway Pundit, it says, I'll paraphrase, it basically says it's a text from Jim Biden, who's the brother of Joe Biden, and he's telling Hunter that your father and I are being barraged with messages from so-and-so, And but we believe you, and we're going to back you up. So this is blame the 14-year-old girl, right? This is typical predatory, narcissistic behavior here.
Of course,
that the father and the uncle are encouraging in him. And so again, Joe Biden failed morally, and he failed his duty as an official of this country, or a former official of this country. And this is just about the protection of a minor child. That, you know, they say President Trump, that the suburban women are not going to vote for him. Well, instead, they're going to vote for this guy who failed to protect suburban women. Think about your daughter's safety out there.
Exactly.
If he failed to protect his own granddaughter, how's he going to protect your daughter?
Well said.
And this is the same guy, Dr. Ed, that's had seven credible accusations against him of sexual harassment. And Kamala Harris pointed this out during the debates. But now that she's been tapped as a VP, all of a sudden Kamala Harris says nothing about it any longer.
That's right.
Well, she's biding her time. I don't know if you guys have read Archbishop Vigano's statement this morning.
I did, my friend.
Okay. Well, Archbishop Vigano refers to Joe Biden as blackmailable.
Oh.
I'll explain that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
And then Archbishop Vigano says they're going to replace him with somebody even worse than him
as soon as
they get an opportunity to do so.
Yep.
So one of the reasons why the media is keeping this from people is not simply because they don't want people to know about this and then vote for Trump instead of Biden. The other reason they're not revealing it is because they want to wait until a Biden presidency, so then it can come out, and then Kamala Harris can become president because Biden is under a cloud of scandal. But anyway, the point of it is let me speak to Archbishop Vigano referring to Biden as blackmailable. Okay, what he's probably referring to is the fact that I'll just give one quick example if we have time before the break here.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
So Hunter entered into a business arrangement with a company called CEFC. Mm-hmm. Now, CEFC is a Chinese energy company, but it's a front for Chinese communist intelligence. And just in case the listeners don't know this, in China, it's the Communist Party that runs the government.
That's right.
It's not like in America where, you know, there's the government and then there's political parties below it. Uh-uh. It's the other way around. In China, it's the deep state that runs the state. It's the Communist Party and their version of the KGB or their version of the CIA that runs the country, intelligence. So here's the deal. According to this agreement, okay, there was going to be three communist guys, one of whom is one of the richest men in the world. Okay. The other guy was Patrick Ho, and another guy was Kevin Deng. Mm-hmm. And according to this agreement, Hunter was going to get $10 million over 3 years.
Wow.
Amazing.
For what? For what? For introductions.
Because of his dad. That's why.
And there's a text message in on the laptop, and this has been verified.
Mm-hmm.
10% to H, meaning Hunter, mm-hmm. for the big guy, quote unquote.
We know who that is.
Now, President Trump brought this up at the debate.
Yes, he did.
He told Biden, he said, he was kind of funny. He's like, you know, I think you're the big guy. I could be wrong, but no, I think you're the big guy.
Yeah, he won't comment.
Now, but we have an email, I don't know if it's an email or a text, from December 14th, 2010, okay? The email is from a guy named Sean McGarry to a guy named Robert Biden. And he refers to Joe Biden, and he says, "Yeah, Joe Biden is the big guy."
Yeah.
So we know from an email from 10 years ago that undoubtedly the big guy refers to Joe Biden. And another thing, another text that was found on the laptop, and this again goes to his character and how he exploits his crack addicted son. It says Hunter is talking to his family, to his daughter actually. Hunter's talking to his daughter. And he says in this text message, "I love all of you, but I don't receive the respect that I deserve. I've been paying for everything for this family for 30 years, but it's okay. I hope you guys can hack it and do this." And here's the direct quote.
Yeah.
Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary.
Wow.
Wow.
So for 30 years,
just the facts.
Joe Biden's been taking half the salary of Hunter Biden. He knows his son is addicted to crack. He knows his son Actually, it was just revealed on Gateway Pundit this morning that he, Hunter, has a porn stash, not just on the laptop, but he uploaded it to a Pornhub channel.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Like a cloud. You know,
I read the same thing.
Download it.
Yeah.
And he uses a picture of his niece's rear end as his banner image.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It's sick. Can you imagine? Think about this.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Ed, I just want to recommend Archbishop Vigano's letter is on LifeSite. I'm holding it up on the screen right now for everybody. Over the weekend, they should read that letter because it really exposes what we're up against with this election. And Dr. Ed, I want to recommend everybody to get out there and vote. Wouldn't you agree that we need to get our able-minded Catholics to get out there and vote for President Trump right now?
Our Lord said that whatever you did for the least of my brethren, mm-hmm. you did it for me.
Amen.
All these millions and tens of millions of dollars that Joe Biden has been getting from his son, who's been getting it from the communist Chinese,
yes.
is blood money. Because do you know what workers make in China? They make pennies a day.
Yep.
Pennies a day.
Wow.
Okay? So that's why the Chinese bigwigs are rolling in money. And that's why Biden is compromised. They gave him all this money because they knew that one day he would run for president and then they would own us if he was ever actually elected, because otherwise all this would come out in the open, all this sexual stuff, and God knows what they have on Biden personally. If the Chinese have all this stuff on his son. So you need your head examined if you vote for Joe Biden and you call yourself a Christian or even a decent human
right.
being.
Amen.
If you now know all of this, and now, thanks to Virgin Most Powerful Radio, you can't claim ignorance.
That's
you
right.
know this now.
That's right. Well said, Dr. Ed. Jess?
I can't imagine, just to show you how evil this crime family is, the Bidens, there's an organized cabal of Satanists and witches for Biden.
Yep. No
they're
surprise.
They're using social media.
Birds of the feather flocking together.
And they're using social media to do organized hexes and curses against them. So as Catholics
yep.
and
yep.
people of goodwill, Protestants, we've got to storm heaven with prayer and block. Because they're specifically doing hexes and curses against President Trump so that he loses on November 3rd. So, yeah, tell me who your friends are, say St. John Bosco, and I'll tell you who you are. Who are the friends of Joe Biden? Satanists and witches.
Dr. Ed, I want to mention one more quick note. Everybody should be in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We're going to have a special Mass Monday night, the 2nd, on All Souls Day here at our chapel. We're going to be praying before the Blessed Sacrament for this election, and I would encourage you to do likewise. Dr. Ed, your show is on every Monday after the Terry and Jesse Show, and I want to thank you for joining us here on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Thank you, guys. Take care and God bless.
You got it, partner.
God bless you, yep.
Jesse, up next, let's talk about the Satanists and the witches for Biden. What? That's what I said.
A great man once said that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Well, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war, and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will report with the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now that we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists, not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. You weren't made to fit in, my brothers and sisters. You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints.
But
God
what's
bless
important
you.
Is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Terry, we recommend to all our listeners to read as soon as possible the open letter that Archbishop Vigano sent to President
Trump. Absolutely. It's right here, so brother.
It tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And also, Antonio Socci, a very respected respected author and historian over in Italy,
yeah,
he says that the real objective of the film Francesco is to bring down Donald Trump and to elect Joe Biden.
I wouldn't believe that. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. Hey, Dr. Ed just texted me. He had one more thought before he goes.
Sure.
Dr. Ed, are you on? We could take that last comment before we move on to another topic. Are you there? Oh, okay. I think I'm not yet. Let me know, Mr. Engineer, when he comes back on. He's on. Dr. Ed, you had one more comment. Go ahead, brother.
Yes. So based on what people are finding out for the first time here, they might want to change their vote if they've already voted.
Oh, this is important, Ed. Yeah, they can still change it. How do they do that?
So there are certain states that will allow it. Okay. So if you live in Wisconsin, you can change your vote. If you live in Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, these are the important states, by the way.
Absolutely.
Trump needs these states. So get in touch with your local voting authority, and you are eligible to change your vote if you've already voted in those states.
Good.
Connecticut and Mississippi as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks for giving us. That was something I know you and I talked about. We forgot. So I appreciate you following back up with us, Dr.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are having heartburn.
Of course they are.
All this information.
This is all coming out just recently. Some people voted weeks ago.
Yep. Terry, here's a quote that you'll like, and Dr. Ed, you guys love church history.
Yeah.
Pope Innocent III, look what he said about correcting a pope. You know, when people say, no, you can't correct the pope. Okay. Pope Innocent III, who died in 1216 AD, he said this: "Let no mortal being have the audacity to reprimand a pope on account of faults, for he whose duty it is to judge all men cannot be judged by anybody except he should be called to the task of having deviated from the Catholic faith."
Close. Wow, wow, wow.
So Pope Innocent III is saying this.
Say it again.
That under normal circumstances, nobody can ever correct the pope. You cannot, he's teaching, except Pope Innocent III says, except if the pope, if you're calling him to the task of having him offering this correction because he's deviated from the faith. So that Pope Innocent III, who died in 1216 AD, says that's the only time anybody can ever offer a correction to the pope is if he's deviated from the Catholic faith.
Yep.
And Terry,
and this is the case. This is the
census fidelium.
It is.
This is telling us around the world.
Of course.
Lay people, priests, bishops, the sense of the faithful is saying, no. That wasn't a Catholic statement. That goes against the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, Cardinal Ratzinger and St. John Paul II. No, we can't accept that.
And Jesse, you and Dr. Ed know this. Father Jerry Murray, who's a priest in the Diocese of New York, who's a good friend of the Barber family, he's been a week at my house. He's coming on with the Bible with the Barbers to talk about that very point about Pope Francis's approving of gay civil unions. You won't want to miss that after this show. Now, if you can't get it on the station you're listening to, get it on YouTube, Virgin Most Powerful's YouTube, or our app. Dr. Ed, your thoughts on that point.
Two quick points to that point. St. Robert Bellarmine, one of the doctors of the church,
yes, sir,
who the First Vatican Council 150 years ago based a lot of its pronouncements on the papacy from, he's got a great quote. He says, "The power of Peter's keys does not extend to the point that the Supreme Pontiff can declare not sin, what is sin,
or sin,
that which is not sin."
That's right.
In fact, this would be to call evil good and good evil something, and this is the money line here, something that always has been and always will be very far from the one who is the head of the church, the pillar and foundation of truth.
Yeah, and Dr. Ed, Vatican I also says this, that the Pope's job is to be the defender of the truth and the grantor of it, and to be able to pass it on to the next generation and not to change any of the perennial teachings. That's Vatican
One. As recently as Pope Benedict came out with a statement where he said that the Pope does not add his own views to things.
Right.
He hands on faithfully what's been preserved.
That's
another
Vatican
quick
one.
Example I wanted to bring up with you.
Sure, go ahead.
There was in the 5th century, Constantinople was the capital of the Roman Empire, and the new archbishop of that see was a guy named Nestorius.
Oh, yeah.
And on Christmas, he gave a sermon in the great cathedral of Hagia Sophia, in which he said, "Mary is not the God-bearer. She is not the mother of God."
Well, he's going to get... That was bad, man. Woo! He's in trouble.
A layman by the name of Eusebius, he stood up in the cathedral and said, "That is heresy."
Good for him. Did he beat him up?
He didn't go that far.
Okay.
He was already overstepping some bounds.
I know.
But what he did do is he set up a big placard inside the cathedral. And what he did was he outlined all these statements of Nestorius.
Yes.
And he lined them up with the statements of an arch-heretic by the name of Paul of Samosata, who in a previous century was the world's first heretic bishop, I mean, besides Judas. But and he showed the faithful how the two are – basically Nestorius was as much of a heretic as Paul of Samosata was.
Wow.
And the important thing is because he stood up and showed the initiative as a layman, it led to the Council of Ephesus being held. Which was sanctioned by Pope Celestine. And Pope Celestine, as far as I know, never criticized Eusebius for taking the action that he did in the face of heresy.
Yeah.
Basically, Eusebius said that the bishop lost his diocese by becoming a heretic.
Wow.
So it led to the Council of Ephesus. And so Eusebius was eventually made a bishop himself.
Dr. Ed, I love history, and you know what? History repeats itself, it seems. And you know what? I just want to recommend this, that Jesse and Ed, it's impossible to measure the spiritual benefits that and graces granted to those who spend time in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. That's the answer. As members of our church, the mystical body of Christ, our actions, our prayers bear fruit. Every devout reception of Holy Communion, every good confession, every prayer has a positive ramification for the whole church. So I want to encourage all of us, personal growth in the spiritual life is an apostolic activity. Silent prayer should and then always be seen in the context of the universal church. Our prayers help the whole church. So don't feel like you can't do anything. But I also want to say grace builds on nature. Get out and vote. What are your thoughts, Jesse, on that?
Yeah, faith and reason.
That's how it works.
Pray as if everything depends on God.
Yep.
And act as if everything depends on you.
That's the way it works.
That's just a good way to just live your life. That's fetus ad ratio.
Yep.
Also,
Here's a way to do it.
Go ahead, Ed.
Go ahead, Ed.
I was going to say, when you go into the voting precinct to vote,
yeah,
why not say repeatedly the St. Michael prayer?
Oh, that's great.
Get all the demons.
Great idea.
Out of the, yes. Bring holy water with you. I don't know if it's illegal.
It's legal. We had holy water. Yep, no problem.
But
my wife carries it.
Because you know what? They're going to
try to steal this election. We need to fight them.
Yep. Yeah, the Catholics out here in Phoenix, Arizona are going to the ballot places. And they're walking around and praying the rosary and sprinkling holy water
awesome.
Around these. I think that's a good idea for Catholics to do anywhere where the polling places around the country. Take a rosary, walk around it, and start sprinkling holy water sporadically.
Sounds yeah. like my wife.
Yeah.
She does that everywhere.
You know who also talked about the correcting a pope? Was the servant of God, Cardinal Rafael Mary Delval. He was the Secretary of State to Saint Pius X.
Oh yeah,
he wrote. He's the one that wrote the prayer, the Litany of Humility. But he says this: great as our filial duty of reverence is towards whatever Pope may say, great as our duty of obedience must be to the guidance of the Pope. We do not hold that every word of his is infallible, or that he must always be right. Much less do we dream of teaching that he is infallible or in any degree superior to other men when he speaks on matters that are scientific or historical or political,
or that he may
not make mistakes of judgment in dealing with contemporary events with men and things. Close quote. That's servant of God, Cardinal Mary Delval. He was a Secretary of State to Saint Pius X, and he's the one that wrote that prayer, Litanies of Humility.
Wow, that's amazing. Dr. Ed, tell us now I want to give you a plug about your show, The Bar of History. Give us a little overview for those who don't hear about it because it's not on our regular stations. Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, yes. So every Monday at noon Pacific time, we have The Bar of History. It's the show where we go back in the past in order to save the future. and this Monday, I'm going to have with me, God willing, Claude Curran, who was the American doctor who 40 years ago met Tom Zimmer, the lay man, the mystic, who predicted in 1983 that Donald Trump is going to bring America back to God.
Wow.
This
That's
is what
great,
the mystic,
great show.
Tom
That's,
Zimmer.
And that follows
the Pietà book.
Yeah, and that follows the Terry and Jesse show at 12 noon. And if you can't get it, go to our YouTube channel or our app to get that. I'm excited to hear about that one. How about you, Jess?
Absolutely. Yeah. St. John Bosco says, tell me who your friends are. I'll tell you who you are.
It.
Who are the friends of Donald Trump? Practicing Catholics.
Yep.
How do we know that? Look at the nuns that were behind him in some of these rallies of his.
I love Sister
Dee Dee. Gave one of the speeches at one of his rallies. Father Frank Pavone, one of his close advisors. The fact that I've already given two opening invocations at two Trump rallies here in Arizona, and I'm giving a third one on Monday. Donald Trump Jr. is going to be speaking out here in Phoenix, downtown Phoenix.
I love
it. They're asking me to do the opening prayer on Monday.
Wow. Up next is the Bible with the Barbers. Father Jerry Murray will be with us talking about the Holy Father's pronouncements, of his personal opinions on things. Jesse, what are those five stones of David for?
Pray the rosary every day. Pray from your heart. Go to the Blessed Sacrament as often as possible. Visit Jesus. Go to Mass as often as possible. Read your Bible. Number three, read your Bible every day. Get the Word of God into your soul every day, single day. And number four, remember Fridays, day of penance, penance, penance. You could add Wednesdays. You could add Saturdays. You could do penance every single day. And finally, remain in a state of grace. Monthly confession to stay in a state of grace. But if you're in mortal sin right now, run to the confessional ASAP. And remember, get holy or die trying. Life is short, eternity is forever, and sin is a problem, and Jesus is our only cure.
Well said, Jesse. We've got Father Jerry Murray coming up on the Bible with the Barbers when we come back. If you can't get it on your station, go to our YouTube channel, Virgin Most Powerful, or get our free app. God love you, and keep the faith.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, May the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.